Welcome to Cushing's Help Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host for the day, Robin Smith. In this segment, we're going to talk about normal circadian rhythms and diurnal variation of cortisol secretion and how these can be used for comparison in the diagnosis of Cushing's. Daily or circadian rhythms are a fundamental component of biological organisms, including humans. These rhythms are generated within the body. Circadian rhythms help coordinate the timing of our internal bodily functions, including sleep, as well as our interactions with the external world. They are regulated by hormones, including cortisol. Cortisol is the most potent glucocorticoid produced by the human adrenal gland. It is synthesized from cholesterol, and its production is stimulated by pituitary adrenocorticotropic hormone, fondly called ACTH, which is regulated by a corticotropin-releasing factor, also called CRF. ACTH and CRF secretions are inhibited by high cortisol levels. This is called a negative feedback loop. Cortisol production has an ACTH-dependent circadian rhythm with the highest levels in the early morning and the lowest at night. Typically, the lowest point should be close to zero around midnight. This is a normal diurnal variation for well individuals. Researchers have discovered elevated cortisol levels and lack of diurnal variation have been identified with Cushing's disease, which is ACTH hypersecretion, and Cushing's syndrome, which can be caused by adrenal tumors producing way too much cortisol. Low cortisol levels are found in primary adrenal insufficiency and in ACTH deficiency. How can this be used to help diagnose Cushing's disease? In several studies done by the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, and other researchers, plasma and salivary cortisol levels measured at 8 a.m., 4 p.m., and around midnight were highly indicative of whether a person had a normal or abnormal circadian rhythm and proper diurnal variation. Let me use serum cortisol levels as an example. The normal ranges vary by lab, but usually are around 4.3 to 22.4 micrograms per deciliter for 8 a.m. and 3.1 to 16.7 micrograms per deciliter for 4 p.m. These are large overlapping ranges. By themselves, neither is very conclusive. But by looking at them together and including midnight levels, then one has something of diagnostic value. For example, the afternoon 4 p.m. levels should be approximately half of that of the morning 8 a.m. levels. The midnight levels should be very close to zero. A person with Cushing's syndrome may have normal levels, and I say that with quote-unquote, in the morning and afternoon, but with no diurnal variation. The morning and afternoon may actually be close to the same instead of higher in the morning and lower in the afternoon. If the midnight levels are over zero, then there is a cause for question and more testing. If they are over 5 micrograms per deciliter, this is suggestive of Cushing's, according to the research. If over 7.5 micrograms per deciliter at midnight, this can be diagnostic for Cushing's. Salivary cortisol measurements follow a similar standard. They, too, should be higher in the morning, decreasing throughout the day and near zero at midnight. Cushing's is not diagnosed on serum or salivary levels alone. However, the study of the circadian rhythm and diurnal variations, or lack of, with patients who have the disease lead informed physicians to investigate further. This may involve imaging and other testing. One needs to find a doctor who understands the value of this type of testing, especially when cyclical or intermittent Cushing's is suspected. If used correctly, the study of these variations are an invaluable tool leading to proper diagnosis.